All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. And at MKR Workshop, they specialize in building furniture, as nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? The folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact them anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday saw the Washington Redskins and Kansas City Chiefs engage in a trade, as the Chiefs are sending quarterback Alex Smith to Washington in exchange for a third-round pick in the upcoming NFL draft, as well as cornerback Kendall Fuller. Now, the writing was on the wall that the Chiefs were going to move on from Smith after this season, after they traded up in the first round of last year's draft to select quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The Redskins didn't want another contract battle with quarterback Kirk Cousins. He had been franchised twice, and it looked like both sides are simply ready to move on. Now, in my opinion, the Redskins have not done right by Cousins. Yes, they were going to pay him, but who was he going to throw the football to? Remember, this was a team that not too long ago, they allowed his two top wide receivers in Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson to each leave in free agency. And make no mistake about it, for the longest time, the Redskins have been a dysfunctional franchise, and it's basically been that way since Dan Snyder took over this team in the late 90s. Now, what will Smith be able to do with the Redskins? He'll have good coaching once again under Jay Gruden, and we've seen the success that Smith has had when he had Jim Harbaugh for a brief tenure in San Francisco, and then, of course, Andy Reid with Kansas City. And I think he'll get some good quarterback coaching from Jay Gruden, but it's just the fact that the Redskins are a dysfunctional franchise, like I previously mentioned. Now, for Cousins going forward, I think the Buffalo Bills, New York Jets, Cleveland Browns, Denver Broncos, and Arizona Cardinals are all going to be in play for his services. And I think when it's all said and done, I think Kirk Cousins ends up in Cleveland because they have the best potential to pay him. It's not going to be a stressful situation in spite of the fact that he will get paid. The Browns do have some picks. He will be able to get coached up by Hugh Jackson, and Cleveland hopefully could finally begin to piece this thing together. So I think that is where Cousins ends up. I think this is a situation where at the end of the day, the ultimate winner is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, because if we've known Andy Reid, one thing that he knows how to do is fleece a team when it comes to trading a quarterback. He did it before with the Arizona Cardinals with Kevin Cobb, and he got a second round pick out of it. So if you're Washington, I really don't know what to say. I mean, Alex Smith is serviceable. He's had a decent career, but I don't think he's going to be a guy that's going to put this Washington Redskins franchise over the top. I think at the end of the day, the ultimate winner will be Kansas City. And then, of course, some team is going to have to turn around and pay Kirk Cousins now. But the quarterback carousel has begun in the National Football League. Of course, this deal cannot be made official until March 14th when the new league year starts. But it just takes away from some of the sizzle where everybody's supposed to be focusing on Super Bowl number 52 this week. But these two teams have made some headlines, and this should definitely be a very interesting offseason for all 32 clubs in the NFL. So folks, that is going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, become a member, and be a part of one of the best sports debates going on social media. You can check out blogtalkradio.com/300pounds of sports knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from Super Bowl number 52. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.